The tournament for the King of the Ring. Where were you when this thing started? I'll tell you what I think. The only kind of king you are is the Burger King.
Oh, no.
Exactly. Burger King. Burger King. Burger King.
Burger King.
Burger King.
Burger King.
Stop it, Savage.
Burger King.
Oh, my gosh, what a cheap shot. A sucker punch from behind with that scepter. He hit him right with a scepter in the back of the head. Jerry the King Lawler is ruining Bret Hart's moment. Here's the King right there. He's destroyed the crowd. What a dastardly attack. What a heinous attack. This is sickening. This is uncalled for.
Must be a skin I'm sinking in. Must be for real, 'cause now I can feel. And I don't mind, it's not my kind, not my time. I wonder why I think I'm white, that everything's gray. Now you're here, now you're away. I don't want this, remember that. I'll never forget where you're at. Don't let the days go by glycerin, glycerin. I'm never alone, I'm alone all the time. Are you in a womb? Do you lie? We live in a wheel, everyone steals, but when we rise, it's like strawberry fields. If I treated you bad, you bruise my face. Could love you more, you've got a beautiful taste. Don't let the days go by. Could have been easier on you. I couldn't change though I wanted to. Should have been easier, but three are often fear, you and me. Glycerin, glycerin. Don't let the days go by. Glycerin. Don't let the days go just with grass. It might just be just simple and plain. That's just fine, that's just one of my names. Don't let the days go by. Could have been easier on you. You we'll be right back.
Fuck.
It's fork. How did we get you? Hard work. We used blood samples from Fiore 16 on ice, where you died. We've remade you. We cloned you.
Fiore 16.
Does that ring a bell? Are you remembering something?
Does it grow?
Yeah. Very rapidly.
It's a queen.
How did you know that?
She'll breed. You'll die.
Everyone in the company will die.
In the company?
Wayland, Yutani. Ripley 8's former employers.
Terran Growth Conglomerate. They had defense contracts under the military. Or they went under decades ago. Get them in way before your time. Bought out by Walmart. Fortunes of war. I think you will find that things have changed a great deal since your time.
I doubt that.
We're not flying blind here, you know. It's the United Systems military, not some greedy corporation.
Oh. Well, it won't make any difference. You're still gonna die.
How do you feel about that? Wish you could understand what we're trying to do here. The potential for this species goes way beyond urban pacification. New alloys, new vaccines. Nothing like this we've ever seen on any world before. You should be very proud.
Oh. I am.
And the animal itself. Wondrous. Potential. Unbelievable. Once we've tamed them.
Roll over. Play dead, heal?
Mm-hmm.
You can't teach it tricks.
Why not? We're teaching you.
Bye.
tell you, I...
Boy. Oh my God, you're in a relationship. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, no, no. No, that's not it.
Okay, I'm all ears. What is it? Are we landing?
No, not yet.
No?
Listen, there's no need to panic. I have contained the situation.
Situation?
Yeah, we've lost the pilots.
Where did they go?
I mean, they're dead.
The pilots are dead.
Shot.
Shot. By who?
Me. Actually, I shot the first pilot. He shot the second pilot accidentally. He's just... things.
Seriously, this is great.
Really, I'm relieved you're taking this so well. Things and think about landing. Would you mind putting your seatbelt on for me? That'd be great.
A man walk down before you call him a man. How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Isn't how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
I had to admire this fucking guy. He was one of the toughest Irishmen I ever met. This son of a bitch was tough.
Personally, I don't even.
For 2 days and two fucking nights, we beat the shit out of this guy. I mean, we even stuck ice picks in his balls.
You better hope he gives me a fucking name sooner, or I'm gonna give him yours, Frank.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
But he never talked.
I know you would have rat it by now.
In the end, I had to put his fucking head in a vice.
Dogs. Dogs, can you hear me, dogs?
Listen to me, Anthony. I got your head in a fucking vice. Squash your fucking head like a grapefruit if you don't give me a name.
Don't make me have to do this, please. Come on. Don't make me be a bad guy. Come on.
Fuck you.
This motherfucker, you believe this? 2 fucking days and nights. Fuck me. Fuck me, you motherfucker. Fuck my mother. That's what you fucking tell me. Motherfucker, you, huh? Oh, God. Give me the fucking name.
Charlie M.
Charlie M?
Charlie M?
Charlie M? Ah. You make me pop your fucking eye out of your head to protect that piece of shit! Charlie M? You dumb motherfucker!
Kill me. Fuck,
kill
me.
You motherfucker, you! Frankie, do him a fucking favor.
The word got around that finally there was a real gangster in town. Nicky was the new boss of Las Vegas.
Charlie.
Jamming all night long. irony is that most of the stores that were destroyed during the riots were owned by black people.
That's stupid, though. I mean, why trash your own neighborhood?
Well, that's my point. It's an irrational act. It's like an expression of rage by people who feel neglected and turned away by the system.
Exactly. I mean, it's like we had in Watts or the riots in Chicago in 68.
That's crap. I don't buy that for a minute. Calling a riot an irrational expression of rage, that's such a cop-out. It's opportunism at its worst. It's a bunch of people grabbing any excuse they can find to go and loot a store. Nothing more. You know, the fact that these people ripped off the stores in their own communities, all that reflects is the degree to which these people have absolutely no respect for the law at all, and certainly no concept of, like, community or civic responsibility.
Wait a minute. White people commit crimes against white people, too.
Yeah, but they're not offing each other in record numbers all over America. Look at the statistics, for Christ's sakes. It's one in every three black males is in some phase of the correctional system. Is that a coincidence, or do these people have, you know, like a racial commitment to crime?
Not only that, they're proud of it.
Well, maybe it says something about prejudice in the judicial system.
Yeah, if you want to talk about criminal statistics, you might want to take a look at the social inequalities that produce them.
Yap, yap. You know what? That's exactly what I hate. Because what you're doing, Davina, is taking one thing and calling it something else and just, you know, alleviating the responsibility that these people have for their own actions. You know, it's like saying, it's not a riot, it's rage. It's not crime, it's poverty. It's just nonsense. It's bullshit. You know, it's exactly what happened in this trial, too, because the media twisted things around so people got all focused on, you know, these cops and whether or not they were going to get convicted and whether Rodney King's civil rights had been violated. I mean, everybody lost sight of old Rodney King himself. I mean, the guy's a multiple felon. By his own admission, he's high as a goddamn kite. Driving 120 miles an hour down the highway, he gets pulled over by a bunch of cops, and he attacks them. He attacked police officers, that's the bottom line, and he walked.
Yeah, and there's some yahoo there with a video camera who turned it on halfway through, so that all we see is them hitting him.
Exactly, you know, you got your pal and coon winding up and cracking him with billy clubs, and Bersanio's kicking him in the back of the skull, so it looks severe, you know, and people are going, oh, this poor guy who attacked four cops, and those cops end up on the stand defending themselves for using absolutely standard textbook self-defense procedures.
I don't think that the tape showed that at all.
Oh, you didn't think so, huh? And what, you're an authority, Ma?
Murray, what do you think?
Well, I did think that the police used their clubs rather excessively.
Who are you to say what's excessive? I think it was totally appropriate. I think they're in a better position to make that judgment call than you are. In fact, we as society grant cops a certain amount of authority to make those calls because we acknowledge that their job is difficult and dangerous. You know, unfortunately, very few people, like, respect that authority.
Look who's talking about respect here, Mr. Junior KKK.
Oh. What? What? You know what? You want to go to college, Davina? You should learn to listen.
Derek.
Okay, I didn't say I respect the laws. I acknowledge a cop's authority. I don't respect any laws that let monkeys like Rodney King back on the street. But second of all, I am not, as you well know, a member of a low-rent, disorganized bunch of rednecks like the fucking KKK, please. So take your head out of your ass. I mean, you've gotten off the point. I had a point. That wasn't even the point.
Do you have one? What is your point, Derek?
All right, think about this. If Danny had been walking across the street that night and Rodney King had plowed into
him... Can we just drop this Rodney King thing?
Mm-hmm. Who would like some dessert?
We're having a discussion.
We're having a nice discussion, right? If Rodney King had been driving along, hopped up on Shivers Regal and PCP and had killed Danny, you'd be singing a very different tune about the force of those cops.
I didn't see him hit anybody in the tapes, and neither did you.
He didn't happen to kill anybody, thank God.
Put it down, okay? Allie's sleeping.
If he had, though, I mean, come on, think about it. If that fucking monkey had run some kid over, everybody would have a very different opinion of this whole matter. You know, they'd be focused on Rodney King and not on these officers, but instead, he just attacked a few cops. And so all of a sudden, it's hands across America for this fucking total son of a bitch. I mean, it blows my mind. We're so hung up on this notion that we have some obligation to help the struggling black man, you know, cut him some slack until he can overcome these historical injustices. It's crap. This stuff you guys are saying just perpetuates it. All this liberal nonsense, you know, everyone's turning and looking the other way while our country rots from the inside out. And Christ, Lincoln freed the slaves. What, like 130 years ago? How long does it take to get your act together?
Well, Jews have been persecuted for over 5,000 years. Are you saying that it's wrong to feel sensitive about anti-Semitism?
almost out in time. These expressions improvised adventures lost in the way. Absolute the course which instinct betrays. Neck itself, solutions surround. In brightness, be it real, blind and hand-free. Pastel gems hit pearlesque skin flaw. Fuck of the instant, challenging the time. View the observer, plagiarizing hand.
Mom? Mom, that can't be you.
Yes, it's me, Marty. Are you all right?
I'm fine, I'm fine. It's just that you're so big.
Oh, everything's gonna be fine, Marty. Are you hungry? I can call room service.
Room service?
Oh, my God, it's your father.
My father?
You're supposed to be in Switzerland, you little son of a bitch.
My father?
Did you get kicked out of another boarding school? Damn it, Lorraine. Do you know how much perfectly good dough I've blown on this no-good kid of yours, huh? On all three of them?
What the hell do you care? We can afford it. The least we can do with all that money is provide a better life for our children.
Oh, hold on one second. Let's get this straight. Marty is your kid, not mine. And all the money in the world wouldn't do jack shit for that lazy bum.
Stop it, Biff. Just stop it.
Look at him. He's a butthead just like his old man was.
Don't you dare speak that way about George. You're not even half the man he was.
You son of a bitch!
Always the little hothead, huh? You want to take a poke at me?
Damn it, Biff. That's it. I'm leaving.
Oh, so go ahead. But think about this, Lorraine. Who's going to pay for all your clothes, huh? And your jewelry? And your liquor? Who's going to pay for your cosmetic surgery, Lorraine?
You were the one who wanted me to get these things. If you want them back, you're going to have them.
Look, Lorraine. You walk out that door, and I won't only cut off you, I'll cut off your kids.
You wouldn't.
Oh, wouldn't I? First, your daughter Linda. I'll cancel all her credit cards. She can settle her debts with the bank all by herself. Your idiot son Dave, I'll get his probation revoked. And as for Marty, well, maybe you'd like to have all three of your kids behind bars, just like your brother Joey. One big, happy jailbird family.
All right, Biff. You win. I'll stay.
As for you, I'll be back up here in an hour, so you better not be.
He was right, and I was wrong.
Mom! Mom, what are you saying? You're actually defending him.
I had it coming. He's my husband, and he takes care of all of us. And he deserves our respect.
Respect? Your husband? How could he be your husband? How could you leave Dad for him?
Leave Dad? Marty, are you feeling all right?
No! No, I'm not feeling all right. I don't understand one damn thing that's going on around here and why nobody can give me a simple, straight answer.
Oh, they must have hit you over the head hard this time.
Mom, I just want to know one thing. Where's my father? Where's George McFly?
Marty, George, your father is in the same place he's been for the past 12 years. Oak Park Cemetery.
Living on the road, my friend, what's gonna keep you free and clean? Now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye, sank into your dreams. Well, Pancho was a bandit, boys. His horse was fast as polished steel. Wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. But Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying words. Oh, but that's the way it goes. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose. Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust that Pancho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Pancho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. Oh, there ain't nobody knows. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Well, the poets tell how Pancho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold, so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. We'll save a few for Lefty too. He just did what he had to do, and now he's growing old. A few gray federales say they could have had him any day. They only let them go so wrong out of kindness, I suppose. A few great federales say they could have had them any day. They only let them go so wrong out of kindness, I suppose.
No. up.
Well?
Tell her I'll tell her myself I'm coming through.
He's coming through!
He's coming through!
It's just too crowded here. We're jammed in like sheep.
Absence. Who's it gonna be?
Triple H. I don't know how you can have any compassion. Triple H tried to set Austin and The Rock up tonight earlier on Heat. It was Triple H that blatantly got in Rock's face, that blatantly got in Austin's face.
Okay. He admitted that.
It was Triple H that lured Austin outside, and that ran from him, that also got run over.
I'm gonna need someone to help me. I'm gonna need somebody's hand. I'm gonna need someone to hold me down. I'm gonna need someone to care. I'm gonna rise and shake my body. I'll start pulling out my hair. I'm gonna cover myself with the ashes of you, and nobody's gonna give a damn. Son of a bitch, give me a drink. One more night, but this can't be me. Son of a bitch, if I can't get clean, I'm gonna drink my life away. For 17 years I've been going in back. 17 more will bury me. And somebody please just tie me down. Ah, oh, somebody give me a goddamn drink. Son of a bitch, give me a drink. One more night. My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My heart is aching. My hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. Son of a bitch, give me a drink. One more night, step in me. Son of a bitch, if I can't get clean, I'm gonna drink my life away.
Watching. I can feel it.
You feel it too, don't you? Didn't have to end like this, Sheriff. He knew where I'd be if he wanted to face me like a man. Instead, he's hiding like a rabbit. So much for your postman. Lieutenant!
Ready!
We don't even know their names.
We know their names.
I think that's my dad.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba